unlike a lot of economists, I'm not always and everywhere opposed to tariffs, but I think these particular tariffs are going to have a large downside and not much upside for either Mexico or the U.S. They're going to be quite disruptive because they come up so suddenly there isn't time to adjust. You might think, and I guess I think that it would be good to have maybe more of cars sold in the U.S. be made in the U.S. at good wages in contrast to Mexican wages, but it's unlikely to have that effect because I think ultimately what's going to happen is that companies will spend a lot of time scrambling, and that's time they could be spending innovating something new, making a new product, making a more efficient production system, and probably end up passing most, if not all, of that price increase on to consumers. One thing I'd also point out is that a car that's made fully in another country, say Japan or Germany, would not be subject to this tariff. So the U.S. automakers have more of their supply chains in Mexico than do their Japanese or German competitors. So this is going to disproportionately hurt U.S. automakers who, if you look at the value chain as a whole, including design and R&D, they do more of their work in the U.S. And so it's conceivable it could end up with less automotive work being done in the U.S.